You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ Family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ Family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ Family shorts anytime, every day.
Hi. Welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going? Oh. Yes, this is TJ and Jody's house, a.k.a. TJ and my baby. Now, we were supposed to be live today on the videos and on the audios at the same time and all. Mr. Todd, video guy, had a little mishap, and he was on his way, and he called and sounded like he was dealing with all kinds of frustration.
Uh-oh.
And, he said he wasn't going to make it for the video, so we scrapped the whole idea of doing it live, and now we are recording, but on the same day as it's going to be posted on the app. So
okay,
it's almost in real time, because as soon as we're finished with the podcast today, the Tech D Rob is going to take it and put it right up on the app and the social medias and wherever else people listen to it.
Okay.
Now, Jody, you're a little bit put out because you wouldn't have fixed yourself today.
No.
Had you known that we weren't going to be on the video.
No. And I was told this by text on my way here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I texted you as soon as I found out. Uh-huh. I wouldn't have put on all this makeup either.
Uh-huh. Or fixed your hair.
Or fixed my hair.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I had to do the whole hot rollers and everything this morning.
Yeah.
To be prepared to be on television.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But you didn't have anything else to do.
Yes, I did. I have many other things to do.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
You're fine. You're a housewife.
Okay.
You don't have other things.
And because this is live, I'm going to have to refrain from ugly words.
No, it's not live. It's not live.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just saying, it's not live. This is what you call, it's recorded, but it'll go up immediately when we're done.
Oh.
So there would still be time to edit out if you want to call me a bad name or something.
Well.
Or talk some sure about one of the other peoples.
I'm not talking anything about these people.
Like when you start talking, if you want to say something bad about Alexis, we can edit it out.
Stop it. No, don't talk bad about
before
her.
Before it goes up.
I do not talk bad about her, ever.
Yeah.
But you give her so much headache. I heard you today. You were just on one.
What was I doing? I was just having a conversation with her about what kind of guy she may need or look for and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's no big deal. If you want to hear it, that was part of Share Funny today. You go back and get that podcast. And maybe I was being harsh, but I didn't think I was. I was just asking what kind of guy she's interested in or looking for and all that stuff. And I was thinking that maybe she needed the same type of guy that, you know, believes in all those crystals and stuff like that that she does.
Mm-hmm. It was long-winded.
Mm. Well.
Long. Poor thing. She was sitting there. Okay.
Okay.
But people can go listen.
Yeah. Always glad to have you cheering in my corner. So, yeah, you got the Share Funny podcast. You can always listen to that. You got Lex in the Loop with Lex, Nerd News with Tech D Rob, Why I'm Single with Sarah. Is that it? Oh, and always subscribe to our YouTube channels, even when you know there are always things up there, like those daily videos and things like that. So that's always fun to have.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we have a lot of stuff to get to today, and we will do that coming up next.
TJ and Jody's house.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
TJ and Jody's house.
Welcome back. Jody is in a mood today.
No, obviously. I'm not. I am not in a mood.
Obviously.
I am not in a mood.
So, we haven't talked about this, but you were going to, I was going to bring it up today with Mr. Todd, the video guy from JT Media.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't. He was gone the one day video and the soccer team.
Yeah.
And then he was gone on a little vacation. And so we haven't had a chance to talk about it. But when we did that live show that Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
Do you want to just tell people what that listener lady came up and the compliment she gave you, mm-hmm. Jody?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she was sweet. She came up and said she wanted to meet me and that she listens to our podcast and how much she enjoys it and real sweet. And then she goes, and you're much prettier in person than you are on camera. And I said, oh, no. I said, well, I'm going to have to talk to Mr. Todd about those lights.
Well, I think that is a bigger compliment, though, than having somebody, because usually they will say about people, oh, you know, he or she doesn't look as good in person as they do on the show or whatever. So it's better to get that compliment.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly, Mr. Todd needs to do something with the lighting or something.
Yeah.
Angles, lighting, mm-hmm. I don't know, something.
Maybe you should start wearing a visor.
Maybe. And sunglasses and a mm-hmm. scarf.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Cover up more.
Mm-hmm. Hats. I think I will.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't even know. I used to try to worry about what it looks like and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Being a self-loather, it would just drive me nuts.
Yeah.
So now I never even watch it or look at it hardly, you know, at all.
Right. It's best not to.
Mm-hmm. Because he'll start turning on lights in here by remote control and stuff. And then, you know, sometimes just like in my eyes.
And he changes it like in the middle of, like you're sitting there talking and it's changing like you're at a disco.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I go from looking mm-hmm. jaundiced to green. I don't know.
Yeah, but he's great.
He is. I do.
He doesn't have, I mean, having this room is not built to be doing any of the stuff that we do in it.
He's trying.
It's basically, it's an office,
mm-hmm.
you know, rental space.
Right.
And the last person to rent this, it's a suite. And the last person to rent it ran some sort of an alterations place or something.
Yeah.
So it wasn't meant to be a radio/TV/podcast studio.
Sure. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he does a good job though.
Right. I mean, and who says you're that much to look at to begin with?
Nobody.
I mean, somebody saying you're prettier in person than you are on camera mm-hmm. doesn't mean you're pretty.
Right. It
just means that you look better than you do. Like you look hideous on video.
Mm-hmm.
Then you may look less than hideous mm-hmm. in person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
thank you. I got it.
No, I mean, I don't mean you specifically. I mean,
yeah, you do.
You as in,
yeah, you do.
In general.
Uh-huh.
In general.
Yeah. Oh, well, it is what it is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That, Jody, is my philosophy on entire life.
No, that is not your philosophy at all.
Yes, it is. I'm live and let live.
Oh, my gosh. You're so high maintenance.
Whatever.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm. Could I interest you in a delicious cookie sandwich over there?
No, thank you.
It's brownie cookies with cream filling in
what
between
them.
What
the heck? Yeah. Who got those?
Former intern Adam. He brings us by things all
the time.
That was
really nice. Yeah,
he does it all the time. He's a sweet fellow.
Where'd he get that from?
And you know, almost all of the restaurant recommendations that I get for little country restaurants and stuff around here.
Yes,
in the,
are from
in
him.
The country place come from him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I don't know where he got them, but they've been there since last week, so I bet they're
yummy.
They're
and you
good.
Offered me one. Thank you, darling.
They're probably delicious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you eat one? I know you did.
Yeah, I had a half of one. Mm-hmm. You know.
Rich.
Yes, very, uh-huh. But delicious. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I could have eaten a lot more if I weren't so disciplined in my nutrition and fitness regime.
Disciplined. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Ace and Amanda got off of their fitness thing they were on. They just,
the 70
they
just, something day
yeah, 75
thing.
Hard.
How'd they go?
He told us today.
How many days did they go?
I think he said, like, I don't know. Rob, did he say 13 or 18? 18 days.
18 days?
Yeah, 18 of 75.
So are they completely done?
I guess so, because, I mean.
Did anything happen in 18 days?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, they started drying out, and I think that was the problem, because you can't drink on that thing. And so I think that's what it was, that he wanted a burger and some alcohol.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, that's tough.
It's hard, they say.
It's hard,
75 tough.
Made it to 18.
75 hard.
Yeah. There's no way I'd do it.
No, you couldn't. You couldn't absolutely go one day without alcohol.
I can go without alcohol. If anybody at this in this room can go without alcohol, it's me.
I can. No,
no you
problem.
Can't.
Yes, I can.
No.
I just can. Choose not to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can. I can go weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't bother me.
All right. How long are you going to be able to go once you land in Louisiana Wednesday? Like 5 minutes? You're going to tell them to hit the drive-through liquor barn on your way to your mama's house?
No. I'll wait. I'll wait till Friday.
And Jody's going on another all-expenses-paid vacation.
All-expenses-paid vacation.
Yeah, this time for a whole week.
Staying with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And my sister.
In great state of Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. It's Mardi Gras time. I got to go.
So are you staying at your sister's, like spending the night at your sister's?
I'll probably stay one night there, yeah.
Do they have extra bed and stuff? Because our daughter is going with Jody. So it's just the Jody and the Lainey.
Yeah, they'll find me a place. I'm not worried about it.
Will the mattress be made of hay?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to stay in the barn. You're so ridiculous.
And you have to share a room with a mule.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, I'm busy. I got a lot going on while I'm there.
And you just stay in one night at your sister's?
I mean, as of now, I mean, we get there Wednesday. Yeah, probably just one night.
Well, is that all your mom would allow for y'all to be over there? Because I know she gets territorial.
No. I don't know. I might stay two nights. I don't know. I have to see what's going on at my sister's house.
Would your mom be better with it if you were the only one that stayed out there and you left Lainey with them?
Would she be better with it?
Yeah, would she be like, all right, go ahead, Jody, that's fine.
I don't think she cares if we go.
As long as Lainey's here with us, we don't care.
Maybe.
You know, kind of like they are whenever I go.
Mm-hmm.
And like, as long as Jody's here or Jody and the kids are here, it doesn't matter what he does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think it matters. I don't think she cares.
But Lainey is the favorite grandchild, though, isn't she?
She's the oldest.
So then, didn't you always say the oldest grandchild is the favorite?
I didn't say that.
Were you not your grandfather's favorite?
No.
That's not.
I was not his favorite.
You were saying that on the podcast.
I was not his favorite. I was his first, but not his favorite.
Should we call your sister and ask her what she thinks?
No, she's at work.
Mm-hmm. She would say, yeah, Jody.
She would not. I guarantee she would not.
Jody.
She would not. God, you always stirring a pot.
So what else? You're going to see my family, parts of my family.
Mm-hmm.
Don't roll your eyes.
I'm going to see. I didn't roll my eyes.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I'm going to see your brother for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see your precious aunt. Well, she's my aunt, too. For lunch too one day.
So what are you going to do with
your mama's sick? She's still sick. She's still suffering from COVID.
I know.
So I can't see her.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're not getting together with my dad and his family?
Nope. I'm not. I'm not. I will the next time you do.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and then I'm going to see my friend. Well, one of my friends that I've been friends with over 30 years. The other one's not going to be able to make it.
Oh, really? When did you find that out?
This morning.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that sucks.
I know.
You were looking forward to seeing them.
I was. Well, I'm going to see one of them. Yeah, I got a lot going on. I'm going to a Mardi Gras parade because my little niece is in it.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you let Adam know you were taking a vacation? Since you work for the company now, you usually let Adam know whenever we're going to be gone so he can
adjust
his meeting schedules and all accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be here tomorrow, and I usually my meeting is with him on Tuesdays.
Which, I mean, I don't really understand how that works. You just started working for the company,
mm-hmm.
what, 4 months ago,
mm-hmm.
if that, and you're already taking a week's vacation?
I can do all my work remotely.
That's not how that works.
Mm-hmm. I can do my work remotely. I won't be here for a podcast, though, next week.
No.
No can do.
Well, you could. You can go. I can have it set up at the radio station there where you can get on with us and we'll do an uplink thing. And yeah.
No, sir.
That'd be easy.
No, do not.
Have you go to my old radio station.
That's okay.
Where Ace and I started.
No. Sorry.
They would love to have you over
there. Well, that's great, but no. No. Not doing it.
Well, you don't really want it. You're not hungry enough.
No, I'm really not.
You're not hungry enough to be a star.
Is that surprising to you? I mean, I say every week I'm ready to quit.
Well, I'm about ready to fire you.
Okay.
Rather than you having to quit. But then I'm going to make you quit so you don't file unemployment.
Oh, I'm filing.
Mm-mm. I'm not paying it.
I'm filing.
Unemployment mm-hmm. for you. No way. Well, I wish I could go to Louisiana with you. I always get left out because I have to work. But all of that sounds so
what'd you just
fun,
say?
Running.
What'd you just say?
Running and running and running.
You wish you could go what?
With you.
Because what? And you can't because what?
Because I have to work.
You could go.
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, you don't go though unless someone passes away. Sick.
How could I go? I got to work.
Mm-hmm. You can take off.
I can't take off a week.
Not a week, but you could take off a day.
You used up all the miles.
No, I didn't.
For the ticket.
You don't even know. Hey, you don't know what miles we have. You don't know what it takes to go. So don't even pull that.
What do you mean
what
it takes? How many miles it costs?
You don't know any of that.
I just know that I never get to use miles. They're always, unless it is something that I got to go back for.
You never want to go anywhere.
If I got to go back for to do a eulogy or something.
You don't need miles to just sit on the couch and watch TV.
That's the only time I get miles.
Please. You don't ever want to go anywhere.
You and those kids, or you and Lainey, spend up all the miles.
I know. Well, the boy doesn't ever want to go.
Because he doesn't like to fly.
So y'all are weird.
He and I are just always stuck mileless.
That's y'all's fault. Lainey and I like adventure.
I like adventure.
You do not like adventure.
Jody.
What, if you pass it going up the stairs to the TV?
Mm-mm.
No, you
I like
not.
Going places.
Where do you like going?
I like going to beaches and mountain cabins and that are up in the wilderness. I do. And then you always go, you're such a freak wanting to go up in the mountains by yourself.
Because it's by yourself.
It's still an adventure.
Oh, okay. God.
But the only time I've ever suggested that is when y'all are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when y'all used to go to Disney World without me and all that stuff,
and
your friends.
So sad.
But I'm just saying, y'all would go and I would stay here and work, and then y'all would have a whole week of spring break, and then I would just have a long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'd say I want to go up to the mountains and, you know, just enjoy the peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Because there's no peace and quiet at home when we're all gone.
None.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly find a cabin, rustic, and near a babbling brook that I could hear in the distance.
That like a serial killer would live in?
Yeah.
That's what I picture.
Mm-hmm. I rented one time, didn't even have a bedroom. The bedroom was the loft. That was the only bedroom in it. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I know. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. We don't have the same views on vacations, I guess.
Yeah, we do. If we can go, I mean, I wouldn't ever try to get you to go on a vacation like that.
Right.
It wasn't even a vacation, though, as much as it was a retreat.
Oh, did you find yourself?
A retreat for one.
Uh-huh.
Retreat, party of one. Yes, please.
Yeah.
Did I find myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I lost it as soon as you, I lost myself as soon as you got home.
Well, I'm happy to go somewhere else. Just say the word.
No, I don't like you being gone.
Why?
Why
do you care?
It's just you and me most of the time now.
Mm-hmm, I know.
And I've gotten used to that.
But why do you not want me gone?
Because I love you. I like you around.
Well, I love you too, but I'll be back.
Yeah, but still, I don't know what to do with myself while you're gone.
The same thing you do when I'm there.
I'll be completely lost.
Sleep, watch TV. That's what you're going to do.
I'll be lost.
Oh, I think you're going to be just fine.
But I can't watch any of the good shows that I'm into when you're gone.
There's one show you're into right now
with me. Because we watched that. Nuh-uh. Two, at least. Three, actually. We're into one that we watched with my little friend Jenny and her husband Michael. And then that show about Anna, whatever it is, with the girl who played Rose. Me. You didn't like that?
I mean,
Ruth, not Rose. Ruth. I thought you liked that. And then we just started Ted Lasso.
I do love that.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
On Apple TV.
I started, is it The Morning Show with Jennifer Aniston? Mm-hmm. I started that last night to see if I was going to like it, to download it on the plane.
Did you?
I don't know.
Mm.
I gotta see. Everybody went on about it, I know. But I just have to get more into it, I guess. I only got halfway through the first episode. So, I don't know.
It doesn't sound good if you only got through halfway through the first episode.
Oh, well, I was getting late. I was tired.
Is it because it's too much about women?
No. That's not it.
Oh. I thought it was a, you know, women's power type TV show.
It probably is going to be that way.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, but I love Reese Witherspoon.
Hmm.
I do.
Yeah, I've liked her in a lot of things.
Yeah. She's a good actress.
Yeah. And she's Southern.
She's very Southern.
Yeah.
Yep. So I don't know. I have to see if I like that one. I need some suggestions of some good ones.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Mm. I've watched so many, though.
And you talk about, I'm the only one that watches TV. I do this, and I watch TV, and I watch TV. You watch as much or more TV than I do.
I watch TV when you go to bed at night.
Okay.
I don't watch it all day long.
Okay.
Unless you're upstairs in your hole, and then I'm sitting there with nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll put it on something that you don't like. Like, I like Cheer on Netflix.
Well,
I do.
Hey, I'm up for going, doing anything during the week. In the daytime.
What you want to do?
You don't want to go out in the cold.
Yes,
you
get
up and you go run your errands or whatever you do during the morning.
Uh-huh.
And then after I've worked my full work day, and then I come home, and then I have a little bit of work to do around the house, you know, with at home, not around the house, at home, working on radio stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, I would be good to do anything.
Right. I know. I got to go run a bunch of errands today. It's Monday. Ugh.
Mm.
I know. I got to get something to cook for dinner. Or for you to cook for dinner.
Yeah. Oh, am I cooking tonight?
Steak.
Oh, okay.
If I can find some good steak. That's not $1,000 a steak.
Yeah, good luck.
I know. This world. Ugh.
So, yeah, it looks like I do stay pretty busy around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning.
Cleaning?
Yeah. I went straight home Thursday, started cleaning toilets and stuff.
Toilets?
I did.
The one you use.
Well, still, I cleaned the bathroom. I cleaned the TV watching room.
Mm-hmm.
I did all that.
Mm-hmm. You did.
We had some people come to our house. This is kind of strange situation. You don't hear of this very often, I don't think. But our house was the first one of its kind that the builder we used has built. So there was another couple they wanted to look at the floor plan. So since ours is the only one in existence, they asked if they could come, the builder asked if they could bring the new clients over just to look at our floor plan. So that's what we were doing Friday, you know, when I got home from work.
Yep.
We had a bunch of strangers in the house.
Mm-hmm. We did. We should have been playing that Ronnie Millsap song.
There's a stranger in my house. Uh-huh. Somebody here that I can't see.
Oh, okay.
And they were nice people.
Very.
They were nice peoples. Uh-huh. And they live in Florida. Mm-hmm. And I said, please tell me y'all are not leaving Florida to move here. And they said, no, this will be our second home. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, good, because I was about to talk you out of it, because we're trying to get out of here and get to Florida. We want to be in a free state.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're still staying in Florida.
Yeah. They'll be there more than they will be here.
Mm-hmm. This is just a house for them to visit grandchildren.
Yeah.
Because they have grandchildren here.
Right.
But anyway, I will say they loved what Jody had done with the place. They were very complimentary.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jody picked out a few things that were kind of redesigns from the original floor plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's still a lot to do, though.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Like pay for it, you mean?
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
Mm-hmm. But no, Jody... I don't think they would have asked to come see the house if the builder hadn't seen how you've decorated it and all.
Thank you. That's nice.
Without the help of a professional person coming in and saying, do this, do that, do this. It's just Jody and Wayfair.
No, I had a helper. She helped me some.
Yeah. I know. But either way, it was all St. Patty's Day looking and all of that stuff.
Yeah. Took down Valentine's Day.
I almost tried to sell them our house. I go, why don't y'all just buy this one? It's already built.
Yeah.
If we would have had a place to go, I would have done it.
Because they did say they wanted to be on our street, and there was no more lots.
Right.
So maybe we should have offered that and just left.
Yeah, would the...
Would
the builder have been so mad?
We're just going to take our client. Personal belongings, but you can have it all. Mm-hmm. We're out. We'd have nowhere to go.
No.
Mm-mm.
Well, we could find somebody to put us up.
Put us up. If we're going to do that, we're not staying here.
What do you mean?
Like I'd go to Florida.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not staying here.
In a free state.
Whatever. I'm just not staying here. I'm done.
Can you imagine how tan I would be? And that's my whole reason for wanting to move to Florida. I just want to be just cooked all year round.
Gross. You need to start taking care of yourself.
Looking like a
you're getting up
California
there.
Raisin.
With the age.
Hmm?
You got to start taking care of yourself. We're getting up there in age.
What are you talking about? For me to hypothetically say I want to live
with
in Florida.
The sun.
I don't live in Florida now, Jody.
I know.
I'm not out there 24/7, 365, so
you
there's no need for alarm.
You would be.
Yeah.
So dangerous.
Yeah, I would... have to figure out how to get a TV on the beach that I could watch all my stuff.
You are ridiculous.
That would be the perfect setup.
Oh, my gosh.
Just have a big TV on the beach.
You're pathetic.
That's heaven. That would be heaven.
Mm. More from TJ and Jody's house next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
We're back. Look at us. So you going to get, you going to the grocery store, Jody?
Yes, I got to go to the grocery store. I have to return something at another store. I have to drop off something at the mail, a return that was wrong for boy.
Well, I just asked him because I need Splenda. I don't know if I left a hint enough
okay,
for you.
Okay, that's what we need to talk about. So instead of List, I wake up this morning to, on my kitchen sink, is your bottle of hairspray just sitting right in front of my sink. In the bathroom. Your hairspray bottle just sitting in front of the sink. And then you laid out the box of Splenda on the counter.
Mm.
You can't make a list.
What, did you not know what that meant?
But I have to have a list. So I remember. I mean, I'm not thinking about Splenda, a box on the counter. Like, it, there's a notepad on the side of the refrigerator with a pen right there for you to put it on the list.
But I didn't know if you were going to see that list. I didn't know if you were going to the grocery store today not.
Yeah.
So I figured the bright yellow empty box of Splenda would be something that would alert you to the fact that that, if you were going to a Target or that type of store that sells Splenda and not intending to buy groceries, that I did need that.
Sure. Plus, I need to know what you want because I'm leaving, so I won't be here but tonight and tomorrow night. So I don't know what you're going to eat while I'm gone.
I'll figure that out.
Okay.
I can get it whatever I need.
Okay, good.
No big deal.
All right. Yeah, I got to do a couple things. It's Monday, errands.
Well, just think though, you're running errands, getting ready to go for a fun vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see your mom and dad.
Mm-hmm. And I actually do like seeing my family.
You get to hang out with my brother, albeit just for a lunch.
Mm-hmm. But I get to see him.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And your sweet aunt.
It just sounds like a lot of running around and stuff to me.
Which I like. I'd rather be busy.
Sound like you're just going, you know, from pillar to post.
Yep.
And
happy about it, too.
Sounds like it's going to be exhaustive.
Well, Lainey hasn't been there in 4 years, and I haven't been in 2.
Hmm. But it's not like you've gone that long without seeing those people.
Right.
They come here.
Sure. But
so that counts.
Yeah, but I like to go there. I love the food.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot wait to get crawfish.
Yeah.
I like going at Mardi Gras time. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you like to flash for beads, even in a parade that your little niece is in.
Yeah, right.
It's real classy, Jody. It's
a family parade. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's fun. It's fun.
It sounds like it.
I'm going to paint some furniture for my mom and dad while I'm there.
Now, aren't you going to feel badly whenever I show up there to surprise you this weekend after you're talking trash?
But, feel bad?
Yeah.
No?
Because I, you know.
Why would I care?
Because you were talking badly about me.
When?
Just a minute ago. Like, you're not going to come. You don't come. You could go.
Right.
You know, that attitude, that what I call a Jody attitude.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
I mean,
harsh,
you could show
harmful
up.
And hurtful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you've seen my sister's house, and you've seen all that since.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm. Because I went back to Louisiana.
Because why? Why'd you go back?
Because I wanted to see everybody. I missed our families.
And?
That's it.
Oh,
that's
no,
all
no,
I,
no.
Ace and I both, we needed to go together.
Because who passed away?
Well, that just happened to be one of the something
the
that was
went.
Going on.
It's the only reason you went. You were there 2 days. Goodness sakes.
Yeah. Mine and Ace's first radio boss died. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
He was our boss.
See, he goes when people die.
That's not the only reason.
When's the last time you've been since that?
I don't know.
Who passed away?
Didn't we go when your niece and nephew were little, when they were babies?
That's the last time you went. They're 10 years old.
They are not.
Oh,
old.
You are so sick. You ought to be ashamed.
Of what?
That's sad.
But I've seen the people. I've visited the people.
And you gripe when they come.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Well, that's a joke. I always uh-huh. say the same things whenever we pick your parents yeah. up at the airport and I grab their suitcases and throw them in the car. I'm like, oh, my God, how long are y'all staying? You know, uh-huh. and then I'll tell them, you know, the weather looks like it's getting bad. Y'all probably need to go on a day early and get back home.
You're going to see my parents.
Caught up in the weather.
You're going to see them again in May.
Right. So why would I need to waste the trip, waste the miles? Why would I need to waste those miles?
Oh, watch what you say.
To Louisiana.
Watch
where,
it.
Where my attention that could go to your parents has to get diverted in all these different directions to see everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I like to stay focused on, you know, important family members all at one time. That's why I like for them You're to so split up, crap. Split up visits to mm-hmm. us. That's what I like.
Okay.
Okay, well, go have fun with your errands.
I will.
And then I guess you won't be on the podcast next week.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know whether I'll do one without you or not. I probably will have to. The public will demand it.
Okay.
All right, so we'll see.
All right.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.